The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM. We're going to go right into our old-time radio, and today is Boston Blackie, Missing String of Pearls.
Boston Blackie, starring Chester Morris.
A string of valuable pearls was stolen sometime today from this shop. Huh? I personally took them out of the safe and put them in the showcase this morning.
Might be an inside job. How about your employees, Mr. Gordon?
Well, just those two women you see behind the counters, that's all. Huh? Mrs. Phillips, the short, gray-haired woman, has been here 20, came with us 18 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I trust both of them implicit bonded delivery service.
And nobody came into the shop today except regular customers, eh? Nobody came in just to look around?
Well, not today. And we always pay particular attention to strangers.
Do you have any kind of a record of people who did come in?
Yes, we have a complete list. You see, when someone comes in to have something repaired, we give him a receipt and keep the duplicate. And when anyone purchases an article, well, naturally, we enter that in our records, too.
Good, I'd like to see...
Yes, Mr. Gordon?
Bring me today's sales records, please.
Yes, sir.
That list might give me a lead, but with my luck, I doubt it.
Here's the list, Mr. Gordon.
I'll take that, Mr. Phillips.
Yes, sir.
Let's see, Mrs. Van Dyke Smythe, George Ellis, Lady Mary Andrews. Let's see now. Hey, this name here. Is this man a customer of yours?
Oh, yes, sir. For many years. He was in about noon to get suspicious of him.
Mr. Gordon, when a string of pearls is missing from a certain store, and a certain party was in that certain store, and that certain party's name is Boston Blackie, I'm suspicious.
And now to the latest adventure of Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
This will kill Blackie Matthews. I'll have him so cold he could refrigerate a warehouse.
Well, I don't know, Inspector. I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Of course you don't know. Get this set up. Pulled from Gordon's jewelry shop today when he left his watch to be repaired.
You going to pick him up, Inspector?
No, not now. But tomorrow. Tomorrow he's going to call for his watch, and there's going to be a tray full of very valuable stones practically under his nose. And nobody will be watching him. Blackie will lift a trinket or two, and when he gets outside the store, we grab it. How does it sound?
I don't know, Inspector. I don't know. But if it just wasn't Blackie...
Oh, Matthews, you're fired.
Blackie. Fatty been here, Blackie, has he?
Well, not that I can remember. I haven't seen the inspector in a week. You know, I think I'm on his hate parade.
Oh, you'll be seeing him, Blackie.
Yes?
The boys just tipped me off that he's after you for lifting a string of pearls from the Gordon jewelry shop this afternoon.
Well, isn't that nice? I didn't take them, Shorty.
I know, but that ain't going to stop Faraday from trying to pin it on you.
Oh, he does that from force of habit. By the way, I left my watch to be fixed at Gordon's this noon.
Oh. That's probably what gave Faraday his big idea.
Yes, and you say a string of pearls is missing, huh? Well,
that's what the man said.
Shorty, I saw one of the clerks put a string of pearls in her handbag just before she went to lunch.
No kidding, boss?
Yes, it was Mrs. Phillips. Oh, you've seen her, Shorty, a little gray-haired old lady. She's been at Gordon's for years.
You think she lifted the pearls?
Well, I didn't at the time. Oh, no, it couldn't be. Mrs. Phillips isn't a thief. Well, she's a dear, sweet person. She looks like everybody's mother.
Okay, boss, okay. I ain't the one who said she snatched them.
But the pearls are gone. I'll get it, Joe.
Okay.
Hello, Boston Blackie speaking.
Oh, Mr. Blackie, this is Mrs. Phillips from Gordon's jewelry shop.
Oh, yes. Yes, what can I do for you, Mrs. Phillips?
I must see you right away. My address is 722 Alden, apartment 4B.
I'm definitely at your service. Be right over. Goodbye.
Going before dinner, boss? But something's cooking.
You're right, Shorty. And I'm going to find out what it is.
Good evening, Mr. Blackie.
How do you do, Mrs. Phillips?
Won't you come in?
Thank you.
I'm sorry Mr. Phillips isn't here. Large night, you know. It's been his one night a week with the boys for the last 35 years.
Oh, I see. What did you want to see me about, Mrs. Phillips?
Mr. Blackie, I understand you're suspected of taking a string of pearls from the Gordon jewelry shop. I heard Inspector Faraday tell Mr. Gordon.
That's right. He thinks I took them, and I think you did.
Oh.
You see, I saw you put those pearls in your handbag.
You saw me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mr. Blackie, please. Please don't say anything to anybody about this, please.
Well, I'm afraid I'll have to, Mrs. Phillips, if the police get too annoyed.
I'm sorry I've implicated you. It's been on my mind all evening. That's why I phoned you.
Now, look. Look, suppose you just put those pearls back in the morning, and then there won't be any trouble. Now, how's that?
But I can't do that. I haven't got them.
Did you sell them? You know, they could be traced to you if you did.
I didn't sell them. Oh, please. I can't tell you anything about them. I'm in terrible trouble.
Well, why not let me help you, Mrs. Phillips?
Nobody can help me. It's something that happened years ago, but I don't dare tell you about it.
Don't dare, huh?
No.
Sounds as if somebody was blackmailing you. Does your husband know?
No. No, he mustn't ever know. It'll kill him.
Well, of course you know your blackmailer won't be satisfied with just the pearls, Mrs. Phillips. Next he'll want something else. You'll never be rid of him unless he stops.
I'm afraid to tell you anything, Mr. Blackie. But you're right. He isn't satisfied with just the pearls. He told me when I gave them to him. Oh.
Uh-huh. I see. He doesn't waste much time, does he? What is it he wants now, Mrs. Phillips? Come on, please tell me.
A ruby. A 20-carat ruby we have in stock.
I see. And what would happen if he didn't get the ruby?
Something terrible. But I won't let it happen. It mustn't happen. I'll get him what he wants.
Well, perhaps what he wants won't be there for you to take tomorrow.
You mean you'll take it first?
Well.
Oh, you couldn't. You mustn't, for your own sake as well as mine.
For my sake?
Yes. This morning, Inspector Faraday told Mr. Gordon that he was going to lay a trap for you tomorrow when you come for your watch. They're going to put some jewels on the counter where you can get them easily. And then they're going to arrest you as you leave the store.
Oh, they are they? That's very interesting.
You won't take that ruby now, will you, Mr. Blackie? I've got to get it. To keep someone from talking.
Well, I don't know, Mrs. Phillips. I've got an idea that from now on, I'm going to do all your talking for you.
All your cops out of sight?
Yes, sir.
Hey, there's Blackie's car now, just coming along the street. You see it?
Yeah, almost opposite the store. He's driving pretty slow.
Come on, Matthews. Let's get out of sight.
Hey.
Blackie, you're crazy. Here we were yesterday, minding our own business. No pearls, no rubies, no trouble. Now where are we?
Right in front of Gordon's jewelry store. And we're about to stop, Shorty. We still have no pearls, no rubies, but plenty of trouble. And I'm afraid we're going to have more.
You mean you're going across the street to Gordon's and lift that ruby like you said?
Certainly. Mrs. Phillips is in trouble, and I'm going to help her.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to meet whoever's blackmailing that lovely old lady, Shorty. And that ruby is going to be my introduction.
Okay, okay. So you meet him, so you take care of him. That old lady still stole the pearls. That's still a crime.
I'll get those pearls back. And give her the ruby to put back, too. Then nobody will be hurt. Except our blackmailing friend.
What about the trap Faraday set for you?
Oh, that? Well, that makes it more interesting, Shorty. You see this cigar?
Yeah, sure, I see it.
Well, look. The center is hollowed out.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're here.
You brought me along because the center of the cigar has a hole in it?
That's right. Now, when I come out of the store, I'll be smoking a cigar, and when Faraday grabs me, I'm going to be so surprised, I'm going to drop it. And you're going to pick it up.
Me, boss?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pick up a butt? Just like the old days?
That's right, Shorty. And you're going to take very good care of it. Because in that hole in the cigar, there's going to be a 20-carat ruby. So long.
Okay, Blackie. Good luck.
Thanks. Well, good morning. Hello there, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Mr. Blackie. Well, I'm busy right now with this young lady.
Oh.
Mrs. Phillips has your watch ready for you.
Well, good morning, Mrs. Phillips.
Nice.
Beautiful morning, isn't it? You have my watch?
Why, yes.
Oh, it's this cigar. I'm sorry, Mrs. Phillips. Oh, my, what lovely rubies.
Here's your watch, Mr. Blackie. That will be $5. Please don't touch the ruby.
$5, huh? Well, thank you very much. Here you are. Goodbye, Mrs. Phillips.
Mr. Blackie, you shouldn't have...
Goodbye, Mr. Gordon. I'll take another set, Blackie.
Oh, Inspector Farrell.
Oh. Well, you startled me.
Yeah, I see. Now get back in that store and keep your hands in the air. Matthews?
Yeah, Inspector?
Now get the boys on all sides of Mr. Boston, Blackie. We're going back in the store and searching.
Hey, the ruby's missing.
No.
He took the ruby.
Take it easy, Mr. Gordon. Of course he took it. I told you he would, didn't I?
Yes, but when will I get it back?
Yes, as soon as we search Blackie. Which we're going to do in the back room right now, Mr. Gordon.
Boys are ready, Inspector.
Good.
Well, it's nice of you, Inspector, to have provided a police escort back into the store.
Don't mention it, Blackie. You make bad bargains.
What do you mean?
You've only had that ruby 30 seconds. And it's going to cost you 30 years. Now, let's get back in the other room and start this search.
By the way, Inspector, don't forget to look in my pocket.
Well, what did you do with that ruby, Blackie? We've searched you from head to foot and we can't find it.
Well, he must have it. I saw it on the tray just a minute before he came in. And after he left, it was gone.
Yeah.
And you arrested him before he could move from the door. He must still have it.
Well, maybe I swallowed it.
Very clever, Blackie.
You're very clever. I've got an idea. Maybe you did swallow it.
Are you kidding?
Well, we'll soon find out. I'm going to see what you look like behind a fluoroscope.
I see. You want to get the inside story.